Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Steve DelBianco's here. I'm glad he's here, too. Glad Steve is the director of NetChoice, NetChoice.org, an organization I've been telling you about for a long time. Nobody works harder than Steve DelBianco and his organization to help small tech firms put their best foot forward in the marketplace and to beat off the bad guys, the marauders. And that includes you and me, small business owners. When we use our technology, Steve's protecting barrier, his firewall, as best as he can, is all around us. And we appreciate his work. Steve DelBianco, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. I appreciate so much all you do for small businesses, especially those like mine. I really do. Well, looking forward to discussing other ways we can help based on some research we just did.
I know. You brought us some Zogby research on how consumers feel about what the government should do about technology companies.
In mid-August, we paid Zogby Analytics to run a nationwide poll of registered voters, consumers. We made sure we ran with enough people to cover the entire country and all different demographics, different political persuasions, different age brackets, different parts of the country, so that we don't just focus on the coasts who have their own sort of point of view when it comes to tech. We did 1,200 people, and the results were really something. Why did we do this poll? We were really concerned with the growing calls in Congress and the state legislatures for breaking up big tech companies, Facebook, mm-hmm. Google, Amazon, Apple, calls to prevent those companies from acquiring new businesses, then the attack on businesses that are free, like Google Search, Facebook, YouTube, Twitter. These are free because, why? Advertising is directed at us when we use those services, and the advertising is based on the interest that those platforms can learn about us. So without them selling any data to anybody, they use what they know to target ads. Well, if the privacy regulation that we're talking about in Washington, California, and other states would stop companies from doing it that way, and I don't know what happens next. We have to end up paying for our services. Mm. I don't know. And there's a lot of other ideas that I can discuss with you, but those kind of sentiments drove us to say, well, what do ordinary Americans think about progressive elites and others who want to regulate the tech industry? What do they think of calls by conservatives to say that a tech platform is not allowed to kick somebody off if they feel that they're being disruptive or unduly negative towards the audience.
How about conservatives with a jaundiced eye toward tech, which I consider, which I fall under. I'm one of those I consider myself somewhat of a watchdog with my jaundiced eye. But one thing I want to make sure people understand, these respondents are not necessarily business owners. We don't know whether they actually own a business, but their primary indicator was that they are a consumer, right? These are not necessarily business thought leaders. These are people who just use the internet.
That's right, Jim. And we got over 1,200 in the polling.
That's a big sample. Good for you for that.
And if any of your listeners right now are online, you can look at netchoice.org/techlash poll. Techlash, which is short for tech backlash, right? Mm-hmm. So it's the techlash poll, netchoice.org/techlash poll. So let me give you one of the key findings, is that Americans overwhelmingly believe that online platforms actually help small business through advertising, and they help people through community engagement. 77% of the survey said that digital ads, the kind that you and I can buy on Facebook, Twitter, and mm-hmm. YouTube, ads that are targeted to certain interest groups, really helps small businesses to be able to reach people in the target demographics that they would never have been able to afford to do under traditional print or broadcast media. Because as you know, you can spend $100 on Facebook to target a certain age bracket and a certain geographical area. Facebook will run your ad in the news feed of Facebook users until you've used up the $100. You will get hundreds of hits for an ad that is persuasive, and you won't get a single personal piece of personal information on any of those people, because unless they engage with your ad and click over to your website, you don't know who they are. Only mm-hmm. Facebook knows who they are. Mm-hmm. They're just targeting based on the demographics. So consumers get that too. They love the idea that small businesses are able to reach so many more people for so less, such less money when it comes to online advertising.
Well, and
the, I think the, that consumers.
I was just going to say this is it's interesting the way people are at this stage of the game, you know, years later, let's say a decade after social media and the ad opportunities around social media, a decade after they have really been available, and of course, pretty close to two decades since Google made that available. So people, the respondents that you guys talk to, it's obvious that these are savvy people. They understand the concepts of what's going on when they're using the internet.
Right, and 73% of our people between 18 and 24 said that online platforms, those are Facebook, Google Search, Twitter, et cetera, helped them discover a small business they had not previously known about.
Hmm.
And 'cause we put the questions, knowing I was going to get on your show, hopefully I was getting on your show, knowing that I would need questions in there that showed that the small business advertisers, small businesses in general, benefit from what the online platforms can deliver, which is customers, and customers mean revenue. So we were gratified to see that those kind of results came back. Now, older Americans, over 24,
can I stop you for a second? Hold on for that.
Go ahead.
Before we go there. So did you get the idea that these consumers, from your responses here, that these consumers sought small businesses through these ads? I mean, that they went there, that they said, okay, I'm looking for something, and they knew that when they spent the time on these platforms, that one of the opportunities they would have would be access to small businesses. Did you get the feeling that they felt that way?
That's a good concept, but it wasn't probably clear enough in the questions we asked. I didn't ask mm-hmm. the question, did you go online specifically to find a small business?
Right.
But we made them think about small businesses by asking, did you discover a new small business you'd never heard of before mm-hmm. when you use these online platforms, search and news feed, things like that? Yeah, so we don't know whether
and
they're...
And so they say, and then they said yes? You said a high percentage said yes to that answer, that question?
That's right. That's
okay.
Right.
Well, then you can deduct from that if they answered the question in the affirmative, then obviously they came to that conclusion. All right, we're going to talk some more about this. In fact, getting into some of the demographics, some of the age demographics, after the break with our good friend Steve DiBianco, netchoice.org. Don't forget to go there and look for this research. It's fascinating.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.